Thank you for tuning in to the original, not entirely historical, comedy podcast, The Great Pyramid Scheme, created by Layla Abdo. This podcast will be best enjoyed by mature audiences due to strong language. Imagine the city of Giza, standing at the edge of the Sahara Desert, its gold and sands whispering tales of antiquity. Nearby, the enigmatic Sphinx gazes stoically into the distance, sans nose since Super Saiyan Meretitis punched it off. And at the heart of this glorious civilization is an ugly, undeveloped construction site where there would be a great pyramid if some people could get their shit together. But those in charge of creating this wonder of the ancient world are tangled in petty squabbles. In the royal conference room, Pharaoh Khufu and his wives, Meretitis and Henutsen, sit on one side of the table. On the other side sits Aaron the laborer and Mimi, his sister. And finally, at the head of the table, is Sobekhotep, high priest of Egypt, and desperate to be the voice of reason, or at the very least, of authority.
All right, so we're back from break. As a reminder, labor is being represented by Aaron the Jew.
Calling me that is an HR violation.
There is no HR department, crybaby.
And whose fault is that? Mimi, add HR to our demands?
Right. Demand number 1037, added.
Management is being represented by Pharaoh Khufu, the, Egyptian.
Oh, wow. It is a bit dehumanizing when he says it like that.
Now, when we left off, we had some offers on the table. Labor has asked for the following concessions. A living wage, medical, dental, stock options, pet insurance, a pinball machine in the break room, and a complete reordering of the Egyptian economic and social system.
And the crocodile workers would like to eat at least one member of the royal family.
Management is offering I Heart Khufu t-shirts for all the workers.
Actually, it's one I Heart Khufu shirt to be split between the workers. It's made of microfiber!
Aaron and Khufu get to their feet, ready to fight.
Are you kidding me?
What? Microfiber shirts cost a lot of money.
Then why don't you skip the shirts and give money to your workers?
Don't try to confuse me with your sound logic and shiny hair.
You mean like you're trying to confuse me with your deep brown eyes and erect hat?
What's, happening?
Are you really just noticing?
I would strike you if it would not mar your impeccable cheekbones.
And I would tackle you if I wasn't worried my fingers would slip from your glistening bronze skin.
You see, this is why I said we needed a safe word like apple before opening negotiations.
No need. I'm not going to spend another moment arguing with this fool. Mimi, handle negotiations. I need to take a walk.
Me too. I walk. Henutsen, walk with me. Meretitis shall represent management in my absence. I need a few minutes alone in my chamber.
That's generous.
Some of us working people will need more than a few minutes.
Oh, of course you'd want to take your sweet time.
I do!
I bet you'd love to savor every little moment, wouldn't you?
I would treasure every millisecond.
Apple! For the love of raw! Apple!
And so, Aaron and Khufu stalked off to think about labor negotiations, not each other's supple bodies. The others sit in silence until...
I know we're trying to discourage them, but was anyone else a little turned on by that?
No! Aaron is my brother!
So, Khufu is my brother, Weenie.
Henutsen, hurry up! I need you for, sister things.
Bye, Weenie.
Frustrated with the lack of progress, Aaron ventured forth into the wilderness for some soul-searching. Here's a fun fact. Normally, when you hear the word wilderness, you think of a forest with trees and furry little critters. But in most biblical stories, wilderness usually meant a lot of rocks and sand. And it was amongst these rocks and sand that Aaron beheld a strange sight. Yahweh, the God of the Israelites, in the form of a snowing cactus.
That's unusual.
Aaron!
Shit! It talks! What are you?
I am who I am.
That's amazingly non-specific.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
I can't help but feel that you could be more clear, but you're choosing to draw this out.
God. I'm God. The one God. Creator of all things. The one who everyone thinks cares about abortion, even though I've never mentioned it. The big angry guy in the sky who judges you when you masturbate.
Oh. Wait, why do you care if I...
Because you're not doing it right.
Okay, I get it. I mean, personally, I prefer to think of myself as more spiritual than religious, but I can respect all the fire and brimstone. Or snow and brimstone. Actually, why do you look like that?
Really? You handled aliens, and your queen turning Super Saiyan by drinking period blood. But this is too much?
In a puff of smoke, the snow cactus was no more, and Aaron gazed upon a tall man with a white beard. You know, God. Or Santa. Maybe a little Gandalf. You decide.
There. Are you happy now? Can my little prince handle this form? Should we move on?
I didn't mean to.
Aaron, I have seen the misery of my people in Egypt, and I have come to cure their suffering. How have you served your followers?
Management offered us one t-shirt. It's microfiber.
You disappoint me, my son.
Yep, definitely God.
Aaron, unworthy though you may be, I have decided to help you in your goal of better working conditions.
Oh, great. So, not to put you on the spot, but would you say I'm the messiah of labor relations?
We'll discuss your contract next quarter.
Wow, as far as labor negotiations go, that's not really...
I work in mysterious ways.
Right, sorry. So, where do we go from here?
It is time we put some pressure on this wicked Khufu and his people. I take it you're familiar with plagues?
You mean like chickenpox?
Sure, that's somewhat literal. But I like to get more creative. Give a personal touch.
So, not chickenpox?
No, I think we need something with a bit more pizzazz. I've got it! Aaron, in my infinite kindness and wisdom...
I have decided to kill every baby in Egypt!
Wait, what? That's a plague? That's a little extreme.
Well, what would you have me do?
I don't know. Isn't there a middle ground between nothing and infanticide?
So you would like me to kill the older ones as well?
No!
Perhaps the firstborn?
No!
Just the Ogos?
No killing children!
Fine. I shall have to think of something else so we don't offend Mr. Bleedheart's delicate sensibilities. Before I go, these laborers who I shall fight for, they're all Jewish, I take it?
Sort of. I think the crocodiles will convert. Lots of enthusiasm about the mikvah.
So disappointing.
Khufu paces the floors when Hanutsen arrives in their bedchamber and immediately disrobes.
Look upon greatness.
We need to talk about Aaron.
It's bad etiquette to announce who you're thinking about during a quickie.
That's not what I'm doing. Although that's not a bad idea. Listen, Aaron is up to something. Take a walk is peasant code for incite riots and violence to reach our demands. We need to meet violence with violence!
So, you called me out of a boring conference meeting so we can plot vengeance and mayhem?
Yes.
Then now is the time to incinerate our enemies and use their ashes to fertilize our flowers. This'll be fun.
I can't believe I haven't used your homicidal tendencies sooner.
I know. I assume you have no ideas, but fear not, Husbro. I have schemes enough for this project. Rose, Etta, bring the book. Yes. Yes, here it is. Schemes for political rivals. Rip off their fingernails.
Too messy.
Feed them their children.
Too cannibalistic.
Or massacre their families and everyone they have ever spoken with in the square as a warning to any who may stand against you.
That's a bit much for an opening volley, don't you think?
If you don't like how I do it, ask a god or something.
I know. I'll ask a god for help. Which one?
You can always call Set. The god of chaos and my patron god.
No way. Set is a bloodthirsty menace who would flatten the city. Pharaoh Daddy didn't leave me with much, other than thriving trade agreements, an educated scribe force, and a housed and fed population.
What a prick.
But Pharaoh Daddy did leave me with firm instructions to never call upon Set for help, ever.
Fine, you big baby. Call your god friends.
Okay, I need to go into my mind palace. Almost. Can you put your clothes back on? It's really distracting.
No, I look amazing.
Khufu retreats into his mind palace and returns to this plane with three Egyptian gods to stand with him.
The sun smiles upon Egypt. And by sun, I mean me. And by smiles, I mean I'm having a glow-up.
I, Anubis, have arrived to save you. You're welcome, mortal asshole.
Mortal asshole, indeed.
My gods, Ra, god of the sun, Anubis, god of death, Nephthys, goddess of moths, it is my honor to bow before you.
It is, mortal asshole.
Game recognized game.
Cool. So, gods, you know why you're here.
Military expansion.
No.
Mass funeral.
No.
A journey of self-discovery that will lead us all to know ourselves better and live life to the fullest?
No. I summoned you to help me look mighty and powerful in front of Aaron.
Ugh, mortal god, you can't summon real gods to impress your boyfriend.
He's not my boyfriend.
We do not serve you, little god, unless it is to serve your vengeance.
Yes, do that.
Across Egypt, a voice spoke.
Behold my wrath!
Is that Yahweh?
Until our demands are met, the river shall run red with blood.
That doesn't sound sanitary.
Ugh, fine. The river shall run red with something. Yahweh out!
The Nile runs ruby red with cranberry juice. Egypt is under attack!
Yes, I knew it!
Oh dear, the people are going to the waters and screaming as their clothes are stained. Permanently.
Losers.
The screams. The terror. A splash has entered the mouths of the children. The children. The kids are getting too much sugar. Oh, wait. They're getting everybody to drink some. All UTIs are gone and cramping women are receiving the health benefits of a natural diuretic packed with antioxidants.
Sidebar. The women of Egypt worship Happy for favoring women above all and alleviating women's suffering.
Happy! 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 Yay! Wee!
Gods and goddess, from a goddess temporarily dethroned, it is time to act. We must poison our enemies until none remain and leave their bodies to the crocodiles and their heads to the borders so the fearsome legend of Egypt shall be known.
Then we shall act for Egypt!
But I don't want to poison Aaron, for reasons that do not include emotions or lust.
He sent a plague.
The women seem to like it.
Okay, Habibis, chill. It's not a plague. It's a prank, obviously. Happened all the time in my unitings. We gotta break the cocksucker back. Show him that no one breaks harder than the brothers of Aleph!
Aleph, a fraternity using Arabic letters, even though fraternities are a Greek thing.
Frat powers, activate! Hey, Ra, buddy, I need a falcon to deliver a message.
Meanwhile, Aaron, now smug as all hell after meeting Yahweh, returned to the labor camp where, as usual, no one was working.
Kak!
Yo!
The most wondrous thing has happened.
You got us dental?
Even better!
I don't know, dude. I think I got a cavity, and that's pretty much a death sentence out here.
Oh, Kak. I always knew I was destined for great things. Though, just between you and me, the big guy can be a little intense. I have spoken to the Lord, the one true God.
What do you mean, one? I have literally chilled with multiple gods in a single day.
And I forgive you.
So, you're, like, the Messiah now?
We didn't really discuss the job title, per se.
Okay, I got 69 pizzas for Aaron.
I didn't order any pizza.
Says on the ticket here, so begins the pranks of Egypt. Watch your back. Aleph.
A plague?
Anyway, your name's on the ticket, so...
I'm not going to pay for those. There are frogs on them.
Excellent prank. Style, humor, wit, adventurous for the gourmands. Righteous.
Take these back.
No can do. Then I'll have to pay for them.
That would be unjust. Okay. I will feed the people. I will provide for the laborers, because I am their one true messiah. but don't tell God I call myself that or he'll be pissed.
At the literal and metaphorical table, Sobekhotep mediates the cyclical, non-productive discussion between Meretitis and Mimi. Meretitis has her glam squad slaves pampering her with a facial and mani-pedi. Admittedly, a dope power move against Mimi that is definitely working.
No.
Hey, Meretitis. I can't help but notice that, everything is a no.
Khufu won't go for labor protections from outsourcing to supernatural beings. He's obviously glad the aliens failed, but he's holding out for the mummies to return. I'll take a eucalyptus and Tears of Phoenix spritz. Okay, thanks.
Art workers, helpful though, your queenliness? Like, a reliable workforce because you need us, not the other way around?
Why are you giggling? So, Sobekhotep, why is the peasant giggling?
I giggle when I'm nervous because you could kill me at any time. Or throw me in prison or exile me. It's anxiety-inducing.
My queen, Aaron's sister, perhaps a unifying action would help. Get us all on the same page. A quick icebreaker of zip-zap-zop, perhaps?
I am not paying to pamper the hoyden trying to empty my... I mean Egypt's coffers.
You're not paying technically because I'm palace slave labor?
You're lucky we don't use slave labor to build the pyramids, you twit.
Why don't you use slave labor to build the pyramids?
Sobekhotep, answer the peasant.
Slave labor isn't used to build the pyramid because I believe the common term is bad juju. Plus, it is more regal and impressive this way to have a specialized labor force while also making sure the serfs work during flooding season.
So you do need us. Respectfully, ma'am.
Mutual respect denied.
Stop it! Listen, women. Whenever you agree on something and we make progress, you will get treats. When you don't, you will feel the gods' wrath.
I beg treats. Please.
Let's start small. How about a name for this committee?
As first wife, always taking care of my hubby, I always think of him first. What about the Committee to Unburden Khufu?
The Committee to Unburden Khufu? C-U-K?
Cuck, for short. It is very important that Cuck succeeds. Why, Cuck is vital to my marriage foundation. How can a woman please her husband if I cannot cuck my way to the top?
Objections?
We interrupt this episode for the Pyramid People shout out. The end of season one is nigh, but the pyramid love doesn't stop. Connect with us at our website, greatpyramidpodcast.com, or on socials for exciting announcements. With enough fan love, maybe we can convince Great Pyramid Schemes composer Nibal Mesud to release a Great Pyramid album. Stay tuned and stay connected at greatpyramidpodcast.com. We want to show some community love for Middle Eastern music. If you are illiterate in the diaspora, like me, don't be intimidated out of listening to Arab music makers. Follow blogs like Arab Sounds for playlists and song suggestions from music giants now. Use YouTube, Google, or Spotify playlists for Eliana, Tamar Asha, and my OG fave, Nancy Eshram. Now, back to today's episode. Back at the worksite, the laborers were sitting down to their meal when Keck noticed an odd sight.
Yo, Aaron, is that a raining ficus plant?
I am thy god!
I told you he was intense.
I come to liberate you and I find you eating... Is that pizza?
Hawaiian, but now it's frog-free. Want some?
Actually...
And so, the one true god broke crust with his people and shared stories from his youth.
And so I drowned every man, woman, and child in an epic flood. Then Noah made me promise to never do that again because it really freaked him out.
I don't like this story.
Sick! And I thought Anubis was bad, but you, like, wiped them out.
In my defense, most of them were wicked. Well, at least 50%. I mean, I didn't conduct a survey or anything. But there was this one guy who just had a really drownable face.
Maybe we can talk more about labor and,
Wait. But you let Noah save the animals. Does that mean all animals are good?
Of course not. I let Noah save some animals. You don't see any unicorns these days, do you? Cute, but homicidal. Very racist. All the massacres and Unite the Equines rallies.
I've been asked to tell you that the Council for Horned Equine Relations insists that unicorns bear no prejudice to other species, and have released the following 14-word statement. We must secure the existence of unicorns and... Uh-oh. Oh, dear. That's definitely some Nazi shit. Shit. I'm probably on a watch list now.
Yahweh, my man. I wish I'd hung out with you sooner. Destruction is epic.
So, back to wages?
That's not even my best stuff. There was this guy, Joe. Oh, and the things I let happen to that pathetic little man. And the best part is, I love Joe, and he loved me. But still, I made a bet with the adversary, so poof, bada bing, bada boom. Joe's crops are gone, his family is dead, and his skin is covered in boils.
Yeah, maybe I don't want to be the Messiah.
And would you believe Joe thanked me for it? Someone hand me another slice of Hawaiian.
Looks like we're out.
I guess we should do something else to piss off the palace.
I do not follow.
Oh, the royal sent these over.
The Egyptians sent us a plague? Those vile animal-headed savages! The gods of Egypt have made a powerful enemy.
Oh, you know them. Actually, how does that work with the whole monotheism thing? You know, you keep saying you're the only god, but you're obviously familiar with my dudes and...
I dated one once, and it didn't work out. Now silence! My action is clear. I must protect my people.
Were you thinking Chinese food?
Let them dwell in darkness!
The plague of darkness fell over all of Egypt. Darkness that can be felt.
Cozy.
Cozy? What do you mean, cozy?
I am nocturnal. My photoreceptors are less taxed. Thus, thick darkness feels cozy.
Well, I'm blinder than a... Ow! My toesies! Who put my solid gold throne here?
Much as I hate to agree with Khufu on literally anything, this blows. Can't you do something, please, wondrous gods?
Yes, worshipful queen. I must warn you to avert your eyes while I unleash the power of Ra. Khufu, combust me again.
Sure. Hold still and I... Ow! My funny bone!
I'll have to do this the old-fashioned way, an age before dying and being reborn with the sun. Then I'll carry the sun back with me.
Don't you forget the last 24 hours when you wake up like this.
What? I can't hear you. Has anyone seen my dentures?
Excellent! Ra's plan is working. Baby Ra? You there?
Ooga-ga.
Oh, wow. Ra is so cute. I always say sunrise is very special.
Yes, dear.
Painting my nails, lip gloss. I pick my own music now.
It's still pitch black. If Ra is in their adolescence, where is the sun?
Oh, I'm supposed to bring the sun? It's not enough. I have hormones now and overwhelming rage. Leave me alone.
Ra forgot.
It feels like Aaron's team is doing better than us.
Hey, shut your mouth, Yasharmuta. Prank wars are going great. You can tell they felt that pizza order in their testicles to come back this hard. Who wants to defecate on their porches next?
With the whole dark plague thing going on, you're more likely to shit on us.
That's a sacrifice I am willing to make.
Ouch! Son of a bitch! Someone make a light.
Let me age myself. Old people things. My lord, my coach. Rock machines, wheel of fortune!
Fuck on a stick. Ra forgot the sun again.
How do you know?
Because it's still pitch black. Stupid.
The mortal woman pleases me.
This is ridiculous. We could always call Set.
No!
No. A big fat nope.
That would be highly undesirable.
Negative.
Set is chaos. Promise not to summon Set.
Oh, me? Verbally? Okay, I promise not to summon Set.
To defeat Aaron, I believe we should cause outright despair and the complete crumbling of self-worth. Psychological warfare.
Shall we help, dear?
First rule of Aleph, 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 drink. Second rule of Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. Never stop, never stopping. I'll send the next break to fuck with Khufu's boyfriend. Hey, Ra, remember the sun. Way to go, little buddy. Khufu, clean up Ra's shit.
In the council room.
Now that we have formed our committee and eaten kunefe, I suggest we find a manageable problem we can solve. Something to demonstrate that we have the power to truly cut through the bureaucracy.
I know. If Aaron were here, he would say we should start with something that benefits the lives of the people of Egypt.
Ooh, like a golden statue in my image so the unwashed masses could gaze upon my beauty and brighten their pathetic little lives?
We could do that. Or, you know how it takes a very long time to get a doctor's appointment? Maybe streamline that process.
Magnificent idea. I shall fetch the necessary personnel.
Did you know 4 out of 5 physicians recommend beholding my visage as a cure for all ailments?
Everyone, this is the administrative coordinator for the palace.
Hello, I'm excited to help you with your query.
Why isn't she looking at us?
That's great. How may I assist you today?
We'd like to streamline the...
Thank you for your answer. May I put you on a brief hold?
But I didn't...
Great. I'll be back with you shortly.
What's she doing? She's just standing there.
Where's that music coming from?
Thanks for holding.
Holding what?
Before I can help you, I'll need your 4588B action form. Would you like to give it to me now?
I don't have that.
We would be happy to fill out that form if you could provide us with one.
Got it. So what I'm hearing is, you would like to request a 4588B action form.
Yes.
This form can be provided by your caseworker.
I don't think I have a caseworker.
If you'd like to request a caseworker, you will need to contact a representative from Human Services. Would you like me to help with that?
Well, we're worried about wait times and...
Great. I'll connect you now.
Where is she going?
Hello, I'll be your representative. I'm happy to assist you with your query.
Is it just me, or does she sound exactly like the other one?
I think it's the same person, but in a different outfit.
I understand you'd like to apply for a caseworker.
Perhaps, but what we really want is...
There are currently no caseworkers available.
This is insane. Ask for a supervisor.
Could we please speak with your supervisor?
Of course. Hello, I'm a supervisor.
Yep, definitely the same person in a different outfit.
I understand you did not enjoy your interaction with our representative.
You! It was you!
Before I can assist you, I'll need the name of your caseworker.
But we don't have a caseworker.
Enough! I am Queen Maritidus, first consort to the great Khufu, and I demand to speak with the Regent of Health and Human Services.
Of course. I'll fetch him now.
Him. She said him, so it must be different.
And it's just the same woman in drag.
Hello. As regent, I'm sorry to inform you that Egypt does not currently have a Department of Health and Human Services.
Then who are the representatives and supervisors?
It was just her, remember?
I know that.
Very well. We would like to create a Department of Health and Human Services. Can you assist us with that?
Of course. I'll need your 4588B action form.
Fuck.
Thank you.
As Kak continues to be unsuccessful, the strike wages on. And by wage, I mean all of the workers and crocodiles on strike hang out at the labor camp and sing songs and braid each other's hair and stuff. Or, in Aaron and Keck's case, have spirited theological discussions.
I've seen them! Happy, Sobek, Anubis, Nephthys, Ra, Khonshu, Sia, Kunum, every single god at the gate of Duat! All 42 of them. All I'm saying is, there are clearly a lot of other gods out there.
And all I'm saying is you're overthinking this.
Am I? Is that rock ringing?
Seems like it. It would be rude to ignore it. Hello?
Hello! This is National Public Papyrus, and we're in the heat of our spring pledge drive. Can we count on your support? Donations of $500 or more receive a sarcophagus keychain.
The Beer of Egypt! I suppose I could.
There's currently a 10,000 Stella Challenge grant. If we can't match that amount from listeners, we'll have to give the money back.
What? Well, why would you give the money back? That makes no sense.
Exactly. So shall I start you off at a recurring donation?
Wait, why is it recurring?
We're not allowed to accept one-time donations.
Do you want Stella or not?
Another rock. Huh. Guess I'll take this one. Hello?
Hello! My name is Chuck, and I represent the Association of Egyptian Troopers. Every day, dozens of Egyptian troopers go without cronuts in the break room. Are you man enough to stand up and help us put an end to this injustice?
You want me to buy you guys cronuts?
We will also accept Stella, the beer of Egypt, when possible.
Yo, Aaron, do you think this is another one of those plagues?
Hello?
Hello, this is Save the Crocodiles.
Do they need saving?
Did you know that each year, 5 crocodiles die from choking on Egyptian children?
Sorry, I'm getting another call. Hello?
Hello, I represent the Anti-Unicorn Defamation League. Did you know that recent podcasts have been slandering the good name of unicorns?
I don't have a strong opinion on...
I can tell you're a good person, so you know that unicorns are kind and tolerant creatures who only want to keep our blood pure and put an end to the bovine menace.
Holy shit, I'm hanging up now. Yep, definitely a plague of pledge drives. Let's try to deal with it ourselves.
What about Yahweh?
I'm sorry, do you want all of Egypt to be underwater?
Well, no, but I thought you were all with the mono crowd.
Listen, Yahweh is my lord, my reason, and the one true God. But IRL, that guy is fucking crazy.
Little did Aaron know that Yahweh had already launched a plague of lice. Though all in Egypt suffered, Khufu and Hanatsun had a somewhat unique problem. As royals, Khufu and Hanatsun shaved their heads and wore wigs, leaving the lice only one hair destination.
My balls are so itchy! Why are my balls itchy?
Because you don't wax, unlike the rest of us. Frankly, it's unsanitary.
Fuck! This itches!
Take off your kilt and I'll look at it. Oh, I'm going to be sick.
There are lice on my balls? There are lice on my balls! Pick them out!
No fucking way. Make a slave do it. They have no free will.
They're all infected with the stupid plague of lice!
Nobody wants to work anymore. Really, Meritidas needs to sort this labor thing out faster.
Wax me. You'll have to wax me!
And if you theoretically die due to a waxing accident, I would be your successor.
Fine. How bad can waxing be? Wait! This is the worst! Why did you agree to this?
Your pain is my pleasure.
Yeah! Anubis was wrong. These haven't been prank wars. These are plague wars. I can't believe Aaron sent plagues at us! I thought we had a cheeky understanding, driven by our sheer animal magnetism and chemical instincts.
Can't you just fuck him instead of fucking talk about him?
But Aaron leaves me no choice! Especially when I've got Egyptian gods acting like the Three Stooges, instead of exacting vengeance and showing my might! I should have listened to you in the first place.
Of course you should have.
I have to summon Set!
At the sound of Set's name, Ra, Anubis, and Nephthys surround a naked Khufu, whose balls are on the table.
What was that about summoning Set? Set is crazy!
Not crazy, maniacal, reprehensible, evil.
Maybe if you guys didn't suck at casting plagues, I wouldn't have to do this!
Oh, fuck you and your bitch ass, bullying us into your dick-sucking contest! If we head back to Duat now, we are not responsible for Set fucking everything up! You're on your own!
Farewell, Egypt.
Yeah? Well, fuck you guys! I don't care about your opinion anyway, because people will love me for me! Someday? Probably?
They're gone, moron. Your genitals are deloused. Now get dressed and summon Set!
Are you sure it's not crazy?
If summoning Set is crazy, then so am I.
That logic does not work out in Hanatsun's favor.
Great. One problem. How do I summon him?
Just draw a chalk triangle, stand in the triangle, and call for him.
Set. Well, where is he?
Look, I was really high when Heket's priestess Feket went over this stuff. Maybe put more feeling into it.
I summon you, Set, God of Chaos. Take corporeal form and fuck shit up!
Well, with an invitation like that, how could I resist?
Holy shit.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in to the original, not entirely historical, comedy podcast, The Great Pyramid Scheme. This episode was written by Layla Abdo and David Beyer and features the voice talents of Ali Nasser, Layla Abdo, Adrian Duell, Adam El-Sharkawi, Laura Laham, Lynn Molly, Morgan Vincent Watson, Robert Vincent Watson, Bree Wernicke, Nebra Nelson, and Lydia Nasima Abdo. Sound design by Devin Wagoner and original music composed by Nibal Mesoud. The Great Pyramid Scheme is audio engineered by Jason Koth. Learn more about our cast and crew at greatpyramidpodcast.com. Thank you for tuning in.